Egypt was then governed by a family of generals, the Ptolemies. The Seleucids ruled Mesopotamia and the Attalids Asia Minor. India was simply abandoned. But although the empire was in pieces, Alexander's grand project slowly went on taking shape. Greek art and the spirit of Greece had penetrated Persia and passed on through India to China. Meanwhile, the Greeks themselves had learnt that there was more to the world than Athens and Sparta, and more to do than waste their lives in endless squabbling between Dorians and Ionians. And, having lost the little political power they once had, the Greeks went on to be the bearers of the greatest intellectual force there has ever been, the force we know as Greek culture. This force was protected and preserved in some very special fortresses. Can you guess what those fortresses were? They were libraries. Alexandria, for instance, had a Greek library that held around 700,000 scrolls. Those 700,000 scrolls were the Greek soldiers who set off to conquer the world. And that empire is still standing today.